A search is taking place on land owned by a state oil company for the remains of people believed to be victims of a war waged by the Turkish state against the Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK. For people living in the region, they are simply known as the missing.
Merhabalar.
The region's main city of Diyarbakir is where many families of those who disappeared live. Mulise Aduguzel and her three children moved here from their village after her husband Vedetin, an activist in Kurdish politics, disappeared one wintry night 15 years ago. Late one night we were sitting with relatives and there was banging on the door and shooting, Aduguzel says. Soldiers came in, blindfolded and tied my husband's hands and took him to another room. Then they burned plastic on him. Then they took him away. My family petitioned the courts, but they said that they have not seen him, she says. Mula says one man did approach her from the state, offering her financial support for her family, if she agreed to be an informer. His advice was chilling. Your husband chose the wrong way. Don't make the same mistake. Instead, she, like many others looking for their loved ones, ended up here at the Diyarbakir Human Rights Association. When I visit, another family is waiting to hear if there is any news of their missing husband and father. Despite the office being bombed and numerous police raids and court cases against its members, the association has been at the forefront of searching for the missing for the last 15 years. At present, it has 275 open cases. But as its head, Muharrem Erbey, explains, their search continues to grow.
Şimdi bildiğimiz kadarıyla bölge itibariyle Güneydoğu Anadolu bölgesinde 1500 civarında.
He says, as far as we know, there are 1500 people missing. But there can be far more. Many people were too frightened to report missing people and just left the area. But now we're hearing from them because for all these people it is so important to find their loved ones. He says, in our culture, it's so important to have a ceremony to bury your dead. Without it, these people can't mourn. They live in limbo, unable to move on. The conflict between the Turkish state and Kurdish separatists reached its peak in the 1990s, claiming thousands of lives. Retired Brigadier General Haldun Solmaz Türk served for much of the 1990s fighting the PKK.
One needs to understand the situation. The very existence of the Turkish state was challenged. You know, in the military, you are either aggressive or you are losing. So under such circumstances, such things, you know, missing persons, could have happened, I can imagine. If such things happened in the region, I would like the Turkish government to use every measure to make sure these cases are fully solved, understood, and the perpetrator were found. Whoever committed these crimes, this was not part of a military conflict. It cannot be. You know, as a professional former soldier, I can never accept that.
Solmaz Türk's hopes could one day be realized. Human rights groups have long claimed that many of the excesses committed in the conflict were carried out by JITEM, an arm of Turkey's military police, that human rights groups and local residents in southeastern Turkey blame for many of the killings of Kurds. The Turkish military denies the existence of JITEM or any role related to the disappearance and extrajudicial murder of Kurds. Now its activities have come to light as part of a court case. Several of the leading suspects in the case are believed to be former members of JITEM. The 68 suspects are on trial in Istanbul on charges of participating in an ultra-nationalist network known as Agenikon that attempted to overthrow the West-leaning government of Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The ultra-nationalists opposed efforts by Mr. Erdogan and his government to pursue membership in the European Union. To join the bloc, Turkey is expected to revamp its legal system and make its once untouchable security forces more accountable, lending impetus to government efforts to resolve claims relating to Kurdish disappearances. Abdurrahman Kurt represents the region in the Turkish parliament and is a member of the ruling AK party. He says the investigation is key to bringing peace to the region.
Forgiving this feeling of that the state is trying to create a justice in the society, we need that the things that had happened in the past times to find the responsible people of these kind of actions who behaved not according to the laws and they had done lots of crimes against the society. If we find the responsible people of these kind of actions, I think this will give a really deep justice feeling to the Kurdish society especially. And this will help to solve the Kurdish question too, I think.
The search for victims has been aided by information in a book published in 2004 by a former member of JITEM, Abdul Kadar Aygam, that gives details of 28 murders and the location of the remains. Families of the missing also contributed information to aid the excavations. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Diyarbakir, Southeast Turkey.